unless it is specifically listed and agreed.
Oh, it still seems very extraordinary.
Oh, my client is a very liberal man, but I must admit that he has his little fads. Likes to do things his own way. With him, it's everything or nothing.
Oh, is it?
Now, madam, if you'd care to sign where I have indicated.
No. I've changed my mind. I'm sorry to have wasted your time, but I've decided not to sell the house after all. I'm sorry.
And what did the gentleman have to say to that?
He became very upset. He argued, he pleaded, but my mind was made up. So at last he left the house in a very bad temper.
Excuse me. Take no notice of me. Just carry on talking.
Where are you going?
Do continue with what you were telling us, Mrs. Maybury. I'm sure we shall soon get to the bottom of this mystery.
Oh, goodness gracious.
As I thought, an eavesdropper at the door. Won't you come in?
Leave me alone. Let down my arm.
Susan, what is the meaning of this?
Well, madam, I was just coming in to ask if the visitors were staying for lunch when he jumped out at me. Give me the fright of my life, it is.
Nonsense, my dear. You've been outside that door for several minutes. Heavy breathers shouldn't listen at keyholes. A little asthmatic. Aren't you?
Don't you go calling me names. You've got no right to go pulling
me
up.
Never mind, Susan. Come in and join us. Now, tell me, Mrs. Maberly, did you mention to anyone else that you were going to write and consult me?
No, Mr. Holmes, I didn't.
And who posted your letter?
Well, I suppose it... Susan did.
Exactly. Now, Susan, to whom did you write or send a message to say that your mistress was in touch with Sherlock Holmes?
It's all lies. I never sent no message.
Susan, that's a wicked thing to tell fibs. Come on now. Who did you tell?
I didn't tell a soul. I swear. I never spoke to nobody.
That can't be quite true, Susan. Didn't I see you gossiping with some man at the garden gate the other morning?
Well, what if I did? There's no harm in passing the time of day, is there?
Suppose I were to suggest that the man you spoke to was Barney Stockdale.
Well, if you know so much, what do you want to ask me for?
I didn't know for certain, but I know now. Listen to me, Susan. It'll be worth £10 to you if you'll tell me who's at the back of Barney this time.
Someone what could lay down £1,000 for every 10 you got in the bank.
Ah, so, a very rich gentleman, eh?
That's where you're wrong, see. You think you're so clever, but you're wrong there.
Come along. Now we've got so far, you might as well tell me the man's name and earn a tenner.
I'll see you in hell first.
How dare you? Unless you apologise immediately.
Apologise to him? Not likely, nor to you neither. Oh. I've had enough of this dead and alive hole. I'm clearing out right now. I'll send for my box tomorrow.
Goodbye, Susan. If you have any more respiratory problems, paregorics and stuff.
Plainly, the gang means business. We didn't waste any time. Your letter to me was postmarked late yesterday evening, yet Susan passes the word to Barney. Barney has time to go to his employer and get his instructions. Black Steve is called in, and by 11 o'clock this morning, I'm warned off. Quick work, eh?
Yes, but what do these ruffians want?
Yes, that's the question. Why are they so desperate to get hold of your furniture, Mrs. Maberly? You don't happen to have a Raphael or a First Folio Shakespeare knocking about?
No, I don't think I have anything rarer than the Crown Derby tea service.
Well, that would hardly justify this skullduggery. If they coveted your tea service, they could offer a price for it without buying the whole house. No. As I read it, there's something you have which you don't know you have.
And something you wouldn't give up if you did know.
Yes, well done, Watson. You're absolutely right.
But what on earth could it be?
Well, let's see if we can narrow this down a little. Now, you've been in this house for 1 year?
Nearly two.
Nearly two, all the better. During nearly 2 years, no one wanted anything from you. Suddenly, you receive urgent demands. Now, what may we gather from that?
It must mean that the object, whatever it is, has only just come into the house.
Right again, my dear fellow. Tell me, Mrs. Maberly, has any new furniture arrived recently?
No, I haven't bought anything for the house this year.
That is very remarkable. Well, I think we'd better let matters develop a little further. Is that lawyer of yours a capable chap?
Mr. Sutro? Oh, yes, very capable indeed.
Now, I understand you have another maid in the house, apart from the fair Susan who just slammed the front door on her way out.
Yes, there's Molly. This is her day off, but she'll be coming back later.
So tonight you and Molly will be alone?
Yes.
I'd like you to invite Mr. Sutro to spend the next few nights under this roof. You may be in need of protection.
Protection? For whom?
I wish I knew. If I can't discover the man's identity, I must get at it from a different direction. Did the house agent leave his address?
He gave me his card. I have it somewhere, but it just said Haynes Johnson, auctioneer and valuer.